Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's Monday morning. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
How was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah? Preparing to go camping? When does this trip take place?
Later in the summer, a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, later this summer. So it's not later this summer. It's actually early in the summer.
In my brain, like, we're getting into schools out for a lot of people and the weather's getting nicer, although cool this weekend. Summer's right around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, summer is right around the corner. Yeah. But
Center stage.
Oh, yeah.
When does summer technically start? Like July?
No, I would say Memorial Day.
There is an official date.
Sure, there's a meteorological
yes.
start to summer and a
unofficial.
Yeah. June 20th.
June, the longest day
of the
year.
Is the official day?
That's what this internet says.
That's the solstice.
Yes.
Yes. And so once we hit that, which is June 20, all days will start to get shorter.
Yes.
Day after the NBA Finals ends.
Day after the NBA Finals. That's when the start of summer for you.
Yes.
Okay. I think you've actually said that before. That's not breaking news. And I get that a little bit. But it's probably, I think most people would say Memorial Day. It's when you can start wearing white again, right?
Pants, at least. Yes.
Pants.
Yes.
I was wearing white pants anyway.
Oh, I wear white pants. Oh,
okay. It goes well for women. Not for me.
Do you own a pair of white pants?
No,
I don't. Either.
I don't own a pair of white pants. Are you kidding me? It wouldn't even make it out of the house without a stain on it.
Memorial Day is typically, or the weekend is when the splash pad typically opens.
Yes, that's when all the water parks, all that. Yes, splash pad will open up.
So a couple notes for my weekend. One, Saturday, the curse of this job. I was up and at 'em before 7 a.m. I don't know if that happens to you, John, like on the weekend. I can't sleep in sometimes.
Oh, I'm up by five every Saturday and Sunday.
So I'm going for a walk. I'm running errands. I'm doing stuff. And Sunday was a big landscaping day. We're ripping out bushes. Oh. We're putting in some new stuff.
Yeah.
And here's where it all ties together. I'm at Home Depot on Sunday after the Tiger game.
Did you have to rent tools?
No, John, I didn't have to rent tools.
You're a tool yourself. That's why.
Thank you, John. I'm picking up mulch, and a guy walks up and goes, "Hey, I listen every morning. How about them Tigers? They're the talk of the town right now."
Mm-hmm.
Took another series over the weekend, John.
Yeah, they certainly are the talk of the town. And you picked up mulch.
Yeah, yeah.
How much does the golf cart carry?
I knew you were going to ask. And as I was rolling the orange cart
out. I'm that predictable.
I go, this is going to fit, right? You know, I hadn't considered it until I had reached the car. Yes,
it's going to bottom out.
It was like 10 bags. They all fit fine. I had room for more.
It didn't bottom out.
No. The car didn't like tailspin on the way. But yeah, the guy was all fired up. He's like, "Hey, how about the win today? Akil Badu in the outfield." And
that was, if you're talking about moves, now I know like, some of the moves are, they've got to be in conjunction with Scott Harris, AJ, and you know what the team needs, what he's seeing from Jace Young, what Jace Young needs. Defensively, Jace Young was a plus defender.
And a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Because that transition to third had been choppy.
But then, you know, at the bat, right, at the plate, it was awful.
Couldn't be here.
And he does need to go down, find his mojo, find a way to put bat on ball, and maybe he can return at a later time when they need him. I don't know when that is. Only the wizard AJ Hinch knows, because he brings up Badu, and originally, right, it's not much production in the field or at the plate. But then you mentioned it, first inning on Saturday.
He has the one at the wall, and then he has the one leaving his feet.
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday is the play. It all blurs together.
Yeah.
But yeah, he makes two plays, I guess all three outs with the throw in the first inning. And by the way, stole a base later in the game.
Yeah.
Everybody matters on this roster. And we say 26 guys, Badu's the 27th. I mean, guys that they call up have made an impact as well.
Yeah, almost instantly. And we were talking about it in the bullpen there before we came on in regards to like yesterday. Just an observation by me. It was, you've got five batters in this lineup that are hitting 280 or better right now. And that doesn't include Riley Green, who's at 275. But you look and you say, okay, well, who's not performing? Torque's at 244, but he's got the power. And that's well above where he was.
All-star.
Trey incoming. Sweeney.
Yep.
Shortstop, who's got a great glove at short. And we know what he did last year, after the trade deadline.
And month, too.
Yeah, this month. He's at 250. The only weak spot in the lineup when they're at the plate has been Jace Young or Akil Badu or Colt Keith when he's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really only one spot. And yesterday, it was only one spot. So, and Akil Badu, great job in the outfield. But when they get Vierling back and they get Meadows back, there's not going to be a hole in this lineup.
No, which is crazy to say that they're going to be even better than they are right now. And they have the most wins in baseball at 31, first team to 30. And nobody else has 30 at this point, right?
Yeah.
Because you point out the two-game cushion. Look, this is exciting. We're going to have a conversation with the listener's blessing at 6:35. A Tiger conversation. We want your permission to have that conversation. Last night, you had a Game 7 in the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
And
are they still playing?
Yes. And we are all collectively cackling as the Toronto Maple Leafs go full Maple Leafs. They tease their fans.
2-0 lead.
Up 2-0. And by the way, up two goals in Game 3 before losing in overtime. Then, John, the ultimate tease of they went on the road in Game 6 to set up a Game 7.
In Toronto.
And they get annihilated. The route was on. One becomes two. Two becomes three. It's three. Marner's yelling at his team to wake the F up. And fans pointing out, you too, bud. There's a Wings-Marner conversation later, but just the Maple Leaf misery.
Ugh.
They've lost seven straight Game 7s.
And it wasn't even close. I was watching a little bit of OKC and Denver. Mm-hmm. And after the first quarter, you're like, okay. And it wasn't like I was sitting down watching it, but I was getting the updates. I was keeping tabs on it because Game 7, right? I don't care what the sport is. You want it, if it gets to the third or fourth quarter and it's good, okay, now all of a sudden I'm going to sit down and watch. And it was an absolute blowout. And I thought, okay, well, my day will be saved, first of all, by the Tigers. And then I'll watch a little bit of the hockey game, because certainly in hockey, you can't have a blowout, especially if it's at home.
No.
And a team is scratching and clawing, and they know what Game 7 means. It's been six in a row. They possibly make it seven. And
you'll
if they
deep.
Do, it's gonna be a barn burner. That game was awful.
You're more likely, it feels like, to get overtime than a blowout with the way these NHL games tend to be, especially closeout, clinching situations.
Yeah.
John, the Game
7s couldn't have been more disappointing yesterday.
No, across the board. The Maple Leafs, I mentioned seven straight Game 7s. It goes back to the lockout 2004. I mean, it's incredible if you're us and you like making fun of the Maple Leafs. They got run off their own ice in Games 5 and 7 in this series. And how about the little note? Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
5-0 in game sevens against the Leafs in his career. I believe game three, right? He had the game winner, one of the swing games in this series. Now they're in a position where they are going to be talking about changes, tweaks.
Well, we said that last year.
I know.
The trio can't possibly stay together. They can't win.
It's a core four, and two of them are free agents. And Nyes is a free agent, restricted. Mm-hmm. And they're cutting to Brendan Shanahan late in the game, and he looks bewildered. Like, something's got to give here.
Be interesting.
Marner and Matthews both agreeing that there were too many passengers on the ice in Game 7.
That's a tough take.
The Toronto media is going to be aggressive today. It's going to be something. We'll dip our toe into the Marner waters later in the show. NBA as well. You mentioned Game 7.
Yeah.
You see what happens now with the Celtics going out over the weekend and the Nuggets going out over the weekend. Greg's stat, new champs every year. We're going to get seven in 7 years.
And I loved how you broke it down in your email last night. I had no idea that it was going to be either a brand new champ, someone who has never won, or the Knicks, who haven't won since
73. So we're talking a 50-year drought for the Knicks, or the first title for the Thunder, Timberwolves, or Pacers. You want to talk new blood. It's not just first team in 7 years. It's first championship in 50-plus years for somebody.
That's wild.
You want parity.
You got parity, and it gives you excitement for what the Pistons could possibly be next year.
So I want to get your thoughts on that. If there's a lesson for the Pistons, we'll do that coming up next. As I mentioned, a Tiger conversation at 6:35, Marner talk at 7, it's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all sports, and we got playoffs going on in hockey, we got playoffs going on in basketball, and a classic Eastern Conference matchup. It's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view, no matter your poolside, in a cabana, no matter where you are, of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Tigers take 2 of 3 over the weekend.
Series of torque.
They've won 11 of their 15 series. Best record in baseball. 6:35, a conversation with your blessing that we'd like to have this morning. Some ticket text. Jim, true fact. One bag of mulch reduces the range of an EV from 350 miles to zero. John in Lake Orion. My neighbor who cuts the grass came over and goes, I need to get a picture of this. You're doing some actual like
yard work,
big time landscaping work, not the bare minimum. We were talking game seven and mocking the Maple Leafs.
If you're pulling out a stump, you can't, I mean, do you tie it to the bumper of the EV and
yeah. Is that the EV giving out at the end there? Sorry, we tried. That's the message on the dash. Sorry, you tried. What people want to know, is Rieger still up celebrating the Maple Leafs Elimination Day?
Oh, yeah. He probably lives. Threw a little party last night.
Lives for this. You guys are cackling at a team that at least made a game seven. Imagine what their fan base must think of the Dead Wings not making the playoffs for a decade, Dan and Howell.
Sure. Well, if you're not going to make it, you might as well wallow in someone else's misery.
The Wings have won a few Stanley Cups since the late 60s, have they not?
They have.
Okay.
But it's about the here and now.
Okay. Oklahoma City carries over Seattle's history. Until Seattle gets an expansion team, the 1979 title belongs to the Thunder.
How many fans in OKC, I'm sure there's one or two,
maybe,
that were Seattle Supersonic fans?
In the late 70s, before the league even really blossomed.
Right.
I'm going to vote no. But that takes us into the parody of the NBA. We will get a seventh champ in 7 years. We will get a new champion for the first time in 50 years. And you mentioned a note about how this impacts the Pistons. John, is there a lesson for Detroit in all this?
Yeah, you got a shot. And not only do you have a shot, but just think what might have been. If you're able to seal out a couple of those games where you had 18-point leads in the fourth quarter. Now, the Knicks have, they did it to the Celtics a number of times where the Celtics game won, they had a 20-point lead, gave it up, and then Jason Tatum gets hurt and they didn't have much of a chance after that. What could have been? Not that they would have been able, I mean, maybe the Celtics.
Does Tatum still get hurt if the, in the second round? Like, I mean, the Pistons, the lesson is you're not as far as you think. And the lesson is there is no juggernaut out there. The Thunder went from like missing the playoffs back-to-back years to having the best record in the West back-to-back years and now being in the driver's seat. The Timberwolves had a couple first round exits with Ant Edwards and now back-to-back Western Conference finals. You know, the Pacers have made back-to-back Eastern Conference finals. There is no juggernaut. Some team anchored in for a 5-year stretch that you have to get past. The game's as fluid as it's ever been. Teams don't stay on top very long. And I want to see them scour for an upgrade and canvas for an upgrade, but it's not like they have to this offseason. Like, if something doesn't materialize, they're going to be in the thick of this for the next couple seasons.
Well, if something big doesn't materialize, Trajan Langdon still has his work cut out for him to make this team better. And I think we all are expecting there's going to be an addition. It may not be Giannis Antetokounmpo. It may not be, you know, a top line star, but it does need to add another shooter. in the starting lineup, not just Malik Beasley coming off the bench. That's been great. But yeah, I think it doesn't have to be one of those guys like you're talking about.
If they don't do anything, I don't know that I'm going to be like frustrated or angry or anything. Will you? I want them to look. I want them to try. But it's not like the worst thing in the world would be running back a full season of Ivy and Asar Thompson and Duren. And I mean, they were close enough as is, right?
That's a tough one to answer because I do expect them to be better. And maybe that's just because Trajan Langdon came in with limited expectations and took this team from 14 wins to a playoff spot. And we saw what Cade can be with some spacing.
Yeah.
So create a little bit more opportunity. I won't be upset if they don't add, quote unquote, a superstar. But I do still expect them to make some moves to make them better than they were, along with just Jaden Ivey being healthy.
Well, and an example of that would be the Knicks, who went out and added Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. Or the Timberwolves were on the other side of that trade. Julius Randle, it's worked out for both sides, has been a big-time addition next to Ant Edwards. Mm-hmm. Or the Pacers, I mean, they have Miles Turner and Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. They added Pascal Siakam. So, yeah, I mean, there's reason to suggest, hey, nudge, add.
I just say a little caution, though, to this, how close are they in NBA parity to a degree. If you read into the parity, I mean, your last five champions are the Lakers with LeBron, Giannis and the Bucks, Steph and the Warriors, Jokic and the Nuggets, and then last year Celtics with Tatum and Brown.
Still need star.
Yeah, I mean, you need something significant because I think the NBA right now, the bigger caution is, or maybe the bigger window, actually, but to be fair to the Pistons, is there isn't a unicorn star right now.
Yeah.
This list right here is a tale of guys who are superstars but aren't unicorns like Steph and LeBron. The league lacks...
Jokic is pretty unicorn-y. But
he's out now.
He's only got one.
And he's out right now.
Right.
So, to me, he's no Steph and LeBron in terms of legacy. The league has been dominated by guys like that. I mean, and when you have a guy like that in the league, they usually own the league. So, look, I don't know who that is right now. So that's the win. That's why things are open.
Yep.
Does Wemby become that eventually? Maybe. But there's not that guy. None of these other guys are doing the LeBron and Curry. That's why the window's open.
Like 5 years ago, you looked, unless you have two or three stars and a legacy Hall of Famer, you're screwed. And the Pistons didn't even have an all-star. Now they have Cade Cunningham, and I feel like the bar is lower to be an NBA champion. They're closer to it than they've been in a decade.
Yes, I would agree with that.
All right, let's get to Heather in the news. Heather, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. Well, Jelly Roll stunned the crowd at his concert at Ford Field Sunday night when he brought out Eminem to perform, which is pretty cool. Eminem joined Jelly on a rendition of Lose Yourself. He popped out during the song's second verse, and they kind of, they gave a big embrace and then finished out the song together. Fans were screaming. It was a sellout crowd, 46,000 people.
Ellie and Ruby were there.
They were?
Yes.
Wow.
And that was Ellie's Christmas present because she's a huge Jelly Roll fan. And so they were there. And they only stayed for, I mean, who's the headliner was Post Malone. And only stayed for like a song or two of his because they wanted to go see Jelly Roll.
Okay.
And they sent me a video shortly after they left of when Eminem came out. And the place went bonkers.
Nuts.
Yes.
Nuts. Oh, how fun. I'm jealous. I'm not like a huge Jelly Roll fan, but I'm not a fan. And I like Post Malone and I love Eminem. Like this would have been, I mean, I know it wasn't an Eminem concert, but it's still, people went
takes
crazy.
Takes to another level.
Yeah, for sure. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. So he got the diagnosis on Friday after being seen by doctors last week for some urinary issues. And it sounds like, so the aggressiveness of prostate cancers is graded by using something that's called the Gleason scale. And his scale is a 9 out of 10, which is very aggressive. It's spread to his bones, which is going to make it harder to treat. It sounds like his camp, his people are still very optimistic. They did release a statement saying that his cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. Said that he's reviewing treatment options with his physicians. He is 82 years old. A 17-year-old from Pontiac was taken into custody after making threats about Lake Orion High School.
What?
And his arrest actually comes 3 months after he was previously arrested outside of that same high school with a machete and several knives in his backpack.
Come on.
Yeah, so this teen does not attend Lake Orion. In fact, doesn't seem to attend any school at all. He told police that the threat was for a specific student, not for the school, but it was a threat somebody saw on Snapchat, and it included the phrase, "It's open season on Lake Orion students."
Jeez.
Which makes it sound like it's way more about the school and the students there than one particular student. So, yeah. This is so sad. A pregnant woman and her unborn child were killed after being hit by a drunk driver in Whiteford Township late Saturday night. So the crash happened on US 23. It was right around 10 p.m. A 32-year-old woman was driving north when her car was sideswiped by a driver of this Chrysler 300. And according to authorities, the driver of the 300, this man from Ohio, was passing vehicles, driving really fast before merging, was trying to go around this woman and hit her. The impact caused her to roll over several times over an embankment, kind of stopped on the right side, like crashed on the right side of the vehicle. She was taken to the hospital where she and her unborn baby were pronounced dead. She was 7 months pregnant. The guy fled on foot, but was later caught at a gas station nearby, arrested on 2 counts of second degree homicide and 2 counts of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Here's some good news for you. David Montgomery went back to school this offseason, and he earned his bachelor's degree from Ohio State. So he returned to where he had started school. Did I say Ohio State?
Iowa State.
I said Iowa State, right?
I was going to say,
I did say Iowa. Okay.
More. I thought you said Ohio State.
I might have because I just got off this story about this Ohio man. Iowa.
And he was in Ames.
Let's make sure that
Iowa,
we correct
yes.
that because
yes.
it means more at Ohio State.
What do you mean? Oh.
At Iowa State, yeah. Yes.
Anyway.
Getting one from Ohio State, yeah.
Yes.
That would have been, oh, okay, anybody could do that.
Anyway, pretty cool for him to go back and kind of finish what he started. He went to the school from 2016 to 2018 before he was selected third in the draft in 2019. So pretty cool. There was a clip of him, the school posted of him in his cap and gown.
Yeah,
walking across the stage.
Great for him. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that some athletes still value getting that degree.
I think it's going to be more on them to do this than ever before because of guys who transfer in the portal, and it's on you to make the effort once you get out of school to go back and finish the degree. Yeah. It's a great story for him.
It's awesome.
Heather with the news coming up next. Tiger Conversation. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings.
Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Wasn't the only highlight play he made in that inning.
No, counting for all three outs.
Catch at the wall, diving catch, throw in, double play.
Great stretch by Torres as well at second base.
Tigers pick up the win on Sunday, take 2 of 3 over the weekend. They've won 11 of 15 series. First team in baseball to 30 wins. They have 31. They have the best record in the sport. Saw a headline. It was on ESPN. Are the Tigers real playoff contenders? And I thought,
wait a second.
Duh.
Yeah, they were in the postseason last year.
And I clicked on the video, and Tim Kirkjian basically said that. Yeah, they won a playoff series a year ago. They're absolutely a real playoff contender. My thought is, why stop there?
Yeah.
And John, with the audience permission, I'd like to move the goalposts and ask the question, what is the expectation of this baseball team right now? Knowing they don't really have a glaring weakness. They got good injury updates on Vierling and even Parker Meadows. They should be getting better. We always look to the trade deadline. You can add a power arm. You could add a bat, another tool for A.J. Hinch. What is the expectation of this baseball team?
Well, 47 games in.
It's not early anymore.
No, it's not early at all. And this is also on the heels of starting the season with the idea that the start of the schedule was brutal. And you're down not just one center fielder, two center fielders, three center fielders. You're basic, and then you put Javi in center field. And we asked the question, why not Riley Green every day? They didn't need to.
Nope.
I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Javi Baez, Javier Baez, is playing as an all-star center fielder. He's making the plays defensively. He has been really good at the plate. So, I mean, we moved the bar to begin with.
Yeah.
You were at 82, I was at 80.
We're both in the 90 plus now.
And I'm not going to raise the win total.
No.
Somewhere in the 90s is where this team is most likely going to be. But
where does it lead to is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What is the expectation for this baseball team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, not just a wild card team, which if they win a division, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I think this team is ALCS or bust. I'm not going to sit there and say they have to win the World Series. This is much different than the Detroit Lions, where last year we had said it, right? And even at the end of the year, and Dan Campbell addressed it. Like it was a failure not to win the Super Bowl, not to even get to the Super Bowl, not to win a playoff game. I think that I would set the standard as you need to be participating in the ALCS.
A 7-game series to go to the World Series.
Yeah. Devastating injuries aside, and they've already overcome some devastating injuries. But, you know, that aside, and not only that, we heard in the update, it was Vierling and Meadows are going to take live BP with Casey Mize. So it feels like Casey Mize's return is right around the corner.
Which is good, because
I said Vierling.
Minor injury, good to see he's on track. They've got the pitching. to where they should win this division.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the lead. They're in a great position. The expectation is the Tigers are winning the American League Central Division. In the playoffs, is there a team in the American League that you think's better than them? I don't. Could I go one step further than you and say the expectation is to win the American League? I'm not going to say World Series either. I think what the Dodgers have going right now, I mean, John, they're number one in batting average, on base, slugging. They scored the most runs. Their arms, power arms, I think second only to the Phillies in strikeouts. Their pitching has let them down a little bit here, but they're the best team in baseball, and I'm not going to put that on the Tigers where they have to beat the Dodgers this season for the year to be a success. But I do look around the American League, and I think everybody's in the rearview mirror right now.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, best record in the West.
Tigers took 2 of 3 against them. Yeah. Yankees, best in the East. They took 2 of 3 against the Yankees.
And I mean, so they lost a series to Houston, who are in the West. But
they beat them in the playoffs last year. And I don't think Houston's as good as they were a year
ago.
No,
I agree. I mean, obviously, they don't have Bregman. And so it's, you're looking in to say, okay, they beat the Yankees. They beat the Sox. They just beat the Blue Jays. Like, they're going down the list.
Orioles
of
are
teams.
In the tank.
Yeah, just fired their manager.
Yep.
And not only are the Detroit Tigers best record in the majors, best record by far in the American League, like in this division, is this division tougher than we originally thought?
Yes.
So
it's not the Comedy Central.
It's not anymore. And they're going to be tested. Obviously, they've got, what, 4 games coming up against Cleveland. That's going to be a huge series because Cleveland has, I don't want to say they've gone in the tank, but they've lost 4. Minnesota just went on that 13-game win streak, finally lost yesterday. But they have a chance to create some separation. And that's where I think this team, if they just continue to win series, they don't have to sweep the Twins.
No.
They don't have to sweep the Guardians. But you win those series. And you mentioned 11 out of 14 series. They have been very good at winning series. No one is expecting them to win all 3 games of a 3-game series. But if you could take 2 or 3, they just start adding up. And they have been adding up, I mean, just 15 games above 500.
It's unbelievable.
No one, even though the most optimistic fans, glass is always half full, weren't thinking that this was going to be a team 47 games in that we're going to be 15 above 500.
And the injury updates, by the way, positive. Parker Meadows will take live batting practice today at Comerica Park. And with Vierling, he's played both right field and now third base. And AJ said you can't force it in game. It has to happen. But they want to see him make like competitive throws, like big time gun over to first base. Or make a big throw from the outfield. It just hasn't worked out that way yet.
Yeah.
But they are excited about his progress. ALCS or bust? AL pennant or bust? What is the expectation of this baseball team?
Yeah. Are you World Series or bust?
Maybe you
are.
Yeah. Leapfrog both of us. 248-539-9797. And it's okay. Things have changed. It's not early. They have the best record. They should be getting healthier and better. And you let us know what the expectation is for this baseball team. 248-539-9797. Tom, before we get ticket texts and phone calls in the mix this morning, where are you at?
Because the bottom of the order has been really good. We talked about Javier batting 9. You asked, when does he get moved up? And I thought it was a great response by AJ of, why would we mess with a good thing? And, I mean, Akil Baddoo has not been great at the plate, but it's still fresh.
I didn't think AJ was that superstitious, but he doesn't want to mess with it.
I don't think it's superstition. I think it's just he's doing good. Why mess with it?
So I'm still at just win the division.
Okay.
They didn't win the division last year. And I win the division with one of the top 2 records and avoid that 3-game series.
Yeah.
Which can really just derail and ruin a baseball season right now. I hate that thing. And they benefited from getting into it last year and winning it. But that's just something you don't want to mess with, right?
I think that's a really good note.
And that way you're then in the ALDS, and maybe I'm still kind of low. I just want to still see what else is going on in the American League. I'm expecting somebody to emerge.
And who, yeah, it's the Tigers.
No. Well,
you're saying
with
it's a threat.
Them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of just, like, water's finding its level, I think, in their division right now. In terms of how the Royals and Twins really came alive. So I want to see more of that. Because I always think, like, look, the Tigers are off to a great start, but mid-May-ish or so, into early June, you really finally see who can maybe make a push here. And the Tigers were an anomaly last year because they did it so late. You usually find out like kind of who else is coming.
So here's what I like about the rest of May. They've got four against Cleveland, all four at home. Mm-hmm. And then they to finish out the month and to start June 1, they've got three on the road to Kansas City. I think it's going to be a great tell as to how good this team really is.
I agree with you. And they have not played Cleveland yet at all. I think we should at least see that and see what materializes. But Cleveland looks a lot like, to me, like last year's team. I know they've got a few new pieces and stuff, but just eerily similar. They're going to float around 90 wins. And what's going on with this twin streak, though? I know it ended yesterday, but is that something or nothing? I don't know yet.
Well, they are, as a team, really streaking. Some of it's because their best players can hardly stay healthy for 162 games. Like, there's always the potential for the Twins to heat up, but we also saw the other side of it at the end of last season.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they just completely imploded.
They don't sustain for 162.
Make a note about what I've said here, though. I'm not doubting the Tigers. Yeah. I just kind of want to see, I think,
who challenges them.
The landscape of the American League, is it within the division? That's why I still only want the division, because I don't know, is somebody coming to get them? But they do have a 5-game lead now, by the way.
I'm not shaming you because you're not going as far as somebody else. I think it's a good note. Win the division, one of the two best records, preferential playoff matchups. To our point, though, then you should be in the ALCS, and there's no one in the American League that I'm currently afraid of. Now, someone may emerge in the next 100 baseball games.
Well, but here's where I'm confident that the Tigers are going to maintain the lead, at least in their division. They haven't been streaky. They have just been consistent.
Methodical.
And you look at Minnesota, 13 in a row. But they were also, they started off horribly. We saw how they finished last year. I don't trust, and I think Twins fans don't trust, that they're going to be consistent. And Cleveland hasn't been consistent. And they haven't been consistent in how they win games.
Some ticket texts, some phone calls, 248-539-9797. With your blessing, your participation, move the goalposts from where you were at the start of the year. It's not early. They've got the best record. What is the expectation for this baseball team? It's 97-1. All right, guys, if you're injured in a car accident, you're looking for help, and I've got the place for you. It's a law firm. It's KG Law. Lawrence KG and his team, they have experienced staff. They get you the biggest possible payout, but the bottom line is the way they run their business, they care about you. They don't view you as a number in the insurance game. They'll look after you when you need it most. It's the way they do their business. 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Testimonials, real people, real results. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law. Now, visit kgcares.com. That's spelled K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Ended up being the winning run. Some aggressive base running this weekend for the Tigers. They got thrown out a couple times, but it's who they are, and they take 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays. Big rivalry series.
Yeah, I mean, aggressive base running, that's just who they are.
By the way, dripping with sarcasm with big rivalry series. You notice that's what they were doing all weekend. Everyone's playing their rivals. We get the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, back in the day, they were division.
A lot of it's manufactured, right? It's not the Subway Series.
It's not Chicago or...
Yeah.
But so, yeah. It's important to beat your rivals, John, and they took 2 of 3against
the Blues. It's not even the Vetter Cup, which is, yes, named after Eddie Vedder.
Really?
Yeah, Seattle and San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have a bona fide rival. I guess the big rival, though, is who they'll see later this month, the Cleveland Guardians. And a couple people have pointed out that that's something they're circling before they really lock down their expectations. It's no longer early, but we asked you guys to move the goalposts with us. What are the expectations for the team with the best record in baseball and positive news on Vierling and Meadows over the weekend? Texter says the Cleveland series scares me. And another person says that they are the best team in the division. Says, don't jinx this, Costa. The Guardians are the best team in the AL Central. I'd like to know based on like what?
What?
Yeah, like fine. Let's not just do wins and losses. How about run differential? How about measuring pitching or hitting or any measurement at all? What is the argument that the Guardians are better other than they won the division a year ago?
Well, when the Guardians were so close, I mean, for, you know, half game back, game and a half, two and a half, and it kind of maintained that distance, the Tigers from the Guardians, they always had that negative run differential. And sometimes it was like as high as negative 35. And I know Dickerson brought it up on some of the broadcasts, like, how do they continue? And it was also Kansas City, where Kansas City has defensively been playing well, but they have struggled in the offensive department. And that's where I go to the Tigers. And whether it's defense, and we're seeing plays by Sweeney, we saw it by Young when he was here, we're certainly seeing it by Bays, but defensively they've been good. And at the plate, they've been good. They are just a really good team offensively, defensively.
By the way, Javier Bays and Fear Javier t-shirts available, shoptheticket.com.
Yeah, I know.
On Friday, I was getting blown up with messages because he made the play in center field and he hit the home run.
Yeah.
What is going on? It's incredible the season that Javi's been having. And for the Tigers, Ticket Texter puts it this way. If they simply have a winning record the rest of the way, that'd be 58 and 57. Says they'd end the year with 89 wins. Feels like they're going to be better than 500 the rest of the way. He says, exciting summer ahead. Go Tigers, Greg, on the Ticket Text. In terms of setting the bar, expectation for the Tigers is ALCS, according to Tyler on his way into work. That's what John said.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting us to lose to the Dodgers in the World Series unless we have a big move or two at the deadline. So this person expects an AL pennant, which is what I said. And this Ticket Texter follows up with, the minimum is to make an appearance in the ALCS and not get swept. The expectations may be higher, but I don't want to jinx Daniel in Berkeley.
Yeah, I think once you get to the ALCS, I mean, we've seen a lot of different things happen, whether it's been the Tigers or you know, other teams. I think getting to the ALCS is the minimum standard.
It's progress from a year ago. Both winning the division and getting to the ALCS would be a step in the right direction. I just look around, and I don't know who in that ALCS I'm picking over the Tigers. Again, we're doing this in May, but we're asking for expectations. Texter points out, they beat the Yankees already.
Yeah.
Says that team is scary good if Judge stays hot. But I'd add that Judge very rarely delivers in the postseason.
Well, it's the Yankees and the Red Sox team. Red Sox are a team that could heat up.
And it felt like some playoff matchups this last week when they went toe-to-toe.
That's my point, is you have that playoff feel in the stadium. And who won that series?
They swept them. They didn't just win the series. Well, and Detroit's been methodical about this, right? If they lose one or two, they get right back on the horse, and they've won 11 of the 15 series they've played. Mm-hmm. Ticket Texter says, I'd set the bar at the one seed in the AL, avoid playing the wild card. Means you win your division, the second seed being okay. You get home field in the ALDS and go from there. We're the favorite in the AL, so let's strive for it.
Yeah, I mean, did they basically just flip the script on the Guardians?
Right. Took pole position in the division.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it feels like. And if you don't have to play that three-game series, now all of a sudden it's like, all right, it's like the Lions getting the one seed. You don't have to play that extra game. Now, we know that didn't go well for the Lions.
Don't bring that up.
But that was an abnormality. What's normal is if you don't have to play those games. Now it becomes, how do you maintain your rhythm when you're not playing for a week at that time or 10 days at that time?
Text says, you guys are putting the cart before the horse and getting a little excited here. It's still not a very talented lineup. They'd be lucky to get into the division series, let alone the ALCS or the World Series. What's holding that guy back?
Well, I think it's
like time.
I'm gonna hit the brakes just a moment and say I understand what's holding him back. Okay, Javier has been Javier, but what if he becomes Javi?
All right,
Torque has been great and he's playing like an all-star at first base. But what if he hits an extended slump and you don't have the power?
Right, but that's why Meadows and Veerling. Like if those guys get 10% back. Like take 10% a step back, but you get reinforcements. Isn't it coming out in the wash?
Well, and here's the other thing is what can prevent that from happening is the wizardry of A.J. Hinch.
Yes.
Now he had, what did we say last year? Like he didn't have a leadoff hitter. He didn't have somebody he would put third, fourth, ninth. Now he has guys that they have a range where they could bat first, second, or third. Or, Javi Baez, we've seen him as high as six, but normally he's at nine. you have the ability to create better matchups. You have the ability to protect some guys in the lineup because you can actually have guys that go out there and hit.
That's why that guy doesn't believe, because they don't have an everyday lineup. It's non-traditional baseball.
When does that haunt you? When does that come back to bite you? Because I don't think it's in the regular season.
I don't know if it ever does. Maybe it's the Dodger series showed us the very first series of the year. You know, you're going to have to really score some runs against them. I think lineups like the high-octane lineups can even get the Skubal to a degree and shorten his start.
Yes.
And so that's probably how you beat this. That's how you beat the A's when they were at their highest with Moneyball. You know, that I think that guy doesn't like the fact that he'll turn on a game one day and there's a different leadoff hitter or a different cleanup hitter. I mean, I've kind of just been raising an eyebrow a little bit at this small sample size of Karp leading off at times.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
get him extra ABs.
What are they doing? Is that a Schwarber move out of Philly?
Yeah, teams have done it now. I mean, right. You don't have to have speed guy.
Better than Schwarber.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Schwarber was just power.
But the point, putting a slugger in the one spot.
Yeah. 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 It's the idea of getting one of your best power hitters the most at-bats possible, but then he doesn't do it every game. It's just, he is tinkering and it's wizardry, like you said.
Yeah.
But to the average fan who watches this team, they'll turn on one game and they see this, and the next game they'll see Ibañez leading off, you know?
So Moneyball didn't win the A's a World Series, and it didn't win the Rays a World Series. So, like, there could be a ceiling in the postseason, which is why we asked the expectation question today. Like, everybody expects them to be in the playoffs. We're talking winning division, ALCS. Yeah. Do you expect to be in the World Series? What's the expectation for this baseball team as they win yet another series over the weekend? 7 o'clock hour. Maple Leafs are done. Mitch Marner set to be a free agent. I think his performance may have soured some people. Do you want Mitch Marner? That's next. 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.